Portland Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump signing a proclamation Wednesday banning travel from 12 countries, citing national security concerns. Key Republican senators working to pass President Trump's so-called big, beautiful budget, but former Doge chief Elon Musk launching a social media campaign urging Americans to call their members of Congress to kill it. He writes, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit." An accomplice arrested in the California fertility clinic explosion last month. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
Daniel Park is accused of helping Guy Bartkus, who died in the explosion, to develop an ammonium nitrate car bomb, similar in design to that used in the Oklahoma City terror attack in 1995. The FBI claims that Park sent Bartkus more than 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate and that the two experimented on the device in his garage in mid-January.
An investigation after two construction workers were killed in a crane collapse at the site of a new hospital in Brevard County, Florida. This is ABC News. Designer Brianna Brangolin joining the chorus of witnesses testifying that Sean Diddy Combs was violent as his trial continues. ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
In 2016, Brangolin said she was sleeping at Ventura's apartment when she woke to Combs shouting and banging on the door. On the balcony, she testified, "Combs lifted me and then had me on top of the rail. For a split second," she said, "I was thinking I was going to fall." She claimed Combs pulled her over the rail and threw her onto furniture. "I had a bruise on the back of my leg and back and neck pain," Brangolin testified. "I had night terrors, paranoia, and I scream in my sleep sometimes."
A judge sides with the Justice Department Wednesday to block a 2001 Texas law that for decades has given college students without legal residency or dreamers access to reduced in-state tuition rates for the state's colleges, public colleges, and universities. The Edmonton Oilers coming back from a two-goal deficit to force OT, defeating the Florida Panthers 4-3, Game 1, Stanley Cup Final. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
First win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take two of three games in the series. Jackson Churio had three hits, including a two-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense.
Speaking of Churio, fly ball out to right, sending Benson back. He is staring and gone. Jackson Churio hits his 10th home run of the season, and the Brewers jump out to a 3-0 lead.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Three Brewers pitchers combined to allow just four hits and one run, with Quinn Priester getting the victory. It's the ninth win for the Brewers in their past 10 games. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III College Baseball Championship. It's the Warhawks' third title and first since 2014. Tonight is the start of the Stanley Cup Finals between Florida and Edmonton. The NBA Finals begin tomorrow as Oklahoma City takes on Indiana. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still some concerns about air quality into the overnight thanks to areas of smoke. Morning lows in the low to mid-50s, partly cloudy skies. That smoke lingering into the first part of your Thursday, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower to middle 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
President Trump is unhappy with the organization that helped him pick his Supreme Court justices. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. We'll lighten it up in hour number two with some weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn and saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
There you go. Made it to the middle of the week. The camel is along. That is fantastic. Zommers, how are you?
Doing well. It's good to be here on State Street. Things are a little hazy in Madison today.
Purple haze, not
state.
Purple haze. Yeah, the wildfires just won't quit up there in Canada, and so the smoke's coming down. That makes the haze. Weather advisories or clean air, air quality advisories. I'll get it right yet. Are in effect for many parts of the state. And so if you're someone who suffers from respiratory type of issues, either stay in or maybe wear a mask. But I think it's supposed to clear out sometime tomorrow.
Well, you know what they say, Todd.
What do they say?
Smoke them if you got them.
Well, they're doing that in Canada, unfortunately. It's not good at all up there in Canada. Big show today. Pat Kreitlow is going to be along in just a second. He is in the green room right now getting his television makeup on. But he doesn't need it. That's how good looking Pat Kreitlow is. He doesn't need makeup. Of course,
everyone needs makeup on TV.
You can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Also, we have a What's Worse for you in Hour 2. That'll be fun. What's worse, wide awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? That's a timely question indeed for our next guest in just 1 second here. Actually, both of them, right? Also, Trigvi Olsen, who normally comes in at this point in the show, is going to be here coming up in hour number 2 because he has a meeting. So he'll be along, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Former Republican like myself is going to be here to talk a little politics. Packer news. In this Pride Month, I know our regular listener Joe brought this up earlier, have a cut from Vince Lombardi, one of the early people in the state of Wisconsin, standing up for people on the Packers team and saying, look, I'm not going to tolerate this. Anybody who wants to pick on someone for who they love, basically. So we'll hear from always great to hear Vince Lombardi's own words in that iconic voice. So that's coming up in hour 2 as well. But first, well, you know what, Zommers, first before, so the folks on the 12th floor, so the lawyers don't get disappointed, I suppose the first thing we should do is our statewide contest. That's right. It is time once again for the Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
And it's 2 bad feet on the dashboard. One we know, it's a smile, it's
It's a kiss. It's a sip of wine. It's summertime.
Little Kenny Chesney kicking it off for summertime. It's going to feel more like summer today across Wisconsin. The sun's coming out, at least here in downtown Madison. Time once again to play the Summer Scotty Text Win Contest. This is fantastic. By the way, joining me at the desk right now, he may have to take over based on my hoarse voice. The producer, the brand new producer of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on the network from 6 until 9, our very own Parker Olson. Parker, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I know you are. We're going to get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But I know you do this on Pat's show in the morning now as well with the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And this is great. Have you been? Well, of course not. It's been your first week. We got to get you down to AmFam Field to the fantastic club-level brewer seats.
Luke keeps reminding me. He keeps telling me, have you looked at the brewer schedule yet? I'm like, no, sorry.
You should. They're such good seats.
Yeah. We'll get you down there.
That's what the people say.
So, yes, the people say that. Yeah. So this contest, you can either win a deuce of brewer tickets, or, as in this hour, a $100 bill of Benjamin Franklin is up for grabs. Download the Civic Media app, your Apple or Android device. Open it up, the Civic Media app. The first 11 stations are where you will find us. Click on one of those. Then in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on that. Going to give you a word in a second and text that word in. Up for grabs this hour, a $100 bill. And then everybody gets entered in for our two grand prizes at the end of the two-week contest, either a beautiful Baraboo Dells area vacation getaway or a Door County getaway as well. And we're going to give you gas money to get there.
You know the best part of the contest, though?
It's statewide.
You're right.
It is statewide. And we've heard now, well, we cannot confirm this, the Door County getaway may come with a pint of Cherry Bounce.
So that would be most excellent.
It, big if true, as the kids say. Big if true. All right, here we go. Time now for our word of the hour. Open up your Civic Media app. The word of the hour is pack. P-A-C-K. Pack. Go, pack, go. The word is pack. Text the word pack. P-A-C-K. P-A-C-K. Spell it correctly because the computer will not choose you if you don't spell it correctly. So the word is pack, P-A-C-K. All right, let's bring on the aforementioned host of the Pat Kreitlow Show. No, it's the Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, live from his beautiful Lake Wissota studios, where he was so kind as to host us last week up there. It is absolutely gorgeous, as is the host himself, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. The sun is out. The haze, the smoke is less than it was earlier in the day. It doesn't smell quite so much like Canada. and so we're getting back to summer on Lake Wissota. I like that.
Me too. Absolutely. Well, we brought on your brand new producer here because timely indeed. Of course, I am an alum of UW-Platteville. And when I was there, our arch enemy in sports was UW Whitewater. And here now, your wonderful new producer, Parker, is a recent alum. He has his UW Whitewater Warhawk shirt on. Yeah. Zommers, there's big news.
What are you
trying
to make this out to be like Reagan and Gorbachev here all of a sudden? Is that what this is?
No, because this is what they're playing down in Whitewater right now.
Parker's congratulating himself right now.
Yes.
I'm so happy. Yep.
All right, Parker, give us the big news from UW-Whitewater.
UW-Whitewater baseball has beaten Messiah. They are now the national champions.
Holy
in Division
smokes.
III. I'm so happy. I cannot tell you how happy I am.
This is big. The national championship for Division III baseball and the Warhawks have done it.
They've done it, and it's really impressive too in Division III because Division III is massive. Mm-hmm. There's like 300 teams in Division III, whereas in D1 it's like 170 maybe. So you got to beat a lot of people to get here. And Whitewater did with a just blew them out.
It was 21-5.
Yeah. And wow. I would argue it wasn't that close.
Really? Because they scored
late.
Yeah.
It was very impressive. Whitewater all season they were just smoking the ball. They had 111 home runs this year in 55 games.
Wow.
Which is not normal.
No.
This is an incredible senior class that they've got.
And Whitewater, I think Jimmy Cuskar, our sports director, said this before. I think there was one other season, correct me if I'm wrong, where Whitewater was national championships in football, men's basketball, and baseball.
That's the only school that's ever done that in any level, yeah.
It's incredible.
The only ones that have done that, yeah. And it's just, there's such a legacy. They call it Powered by Tradition is the motto there for athletics. And they have really stuck to that, and they just keep on going with it. John Vodlich is the head coach there at UW-Whitewater Baseball. I think he's been there for maybe 20 years, and he's over 800 wins now in his career. He's just an incredible coach, which is very common for a lot of these teams in Whitewater.
Pat, I know
who's, who's it that you beat again? Who did you beat?
Messiah.
Out of where?
Pennsylvania, I believe.
Pennsylvania, okay.
I believe.
I'm showing my age. All I can picture is Edward G. Robinson in the Ten Commandments, you know,
yeah,
as the Pharaoh going, "Where's your Messiah now?" It's... clearly at the losing end of that baseball game. I'm in no way minimizing this wonderful achievement. No.
Think about this. Whitewater did something that that Satan couldn't do in 40 days and 40 nights. Beat Messiah.
Wow. It wasn't going to go that far, but Todd Alba always will. So.
Absolutely. Anything for
no,
a sure.
No, I understand the feeling of pride. Todd and others had to put up with me happy about Western Michigan winning the Division I men's hockey title, even though my connection is through a son-in-law who works for the team.
That's
so
good.
It's about as flimsy as Parker's is, but in both cases, we have a lot of pride in these schools when they get all the way and become best in the nation. So congratulations, Parker. It's all on you. You did it, buddy.
Thank you, Pat.
You did it.
I willed this into existence. They were national runner-ups last year, and I was so upset because they just ran out of pitching. And this year, the pitching was so good. The bats were so good. I'm so happy, Pat.
Well, you're a big sports guy, and you were editor of the paper there, right?
Yeah, I was the editor of the paper this last year. The year before, I was a managing editor, and I spent 2 years as a sports editor leading up to that.
So you probably covered some of these games.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I had a back in Whitewater at 91.7 The Edge is our student radio station. Mm-hmm. I created a show called Warhawk Talk. It was all just Warhawk sports with all the student media guys covering sports. It was a lot of fun.
Look at that, Pat. What a deal.
I was not told any of this when he came on board as my producer. I was told he was basically going to push some buttons and pick up my dry cleaning now and then. And
that
I find out that there's all this
staffer, Pat.
All of this talent going on.
Well, you do get the 6 a.m. version of me, Pat. This right. is the 2 p.m.
That's
version
true.
Of me. This is much more
yeah.
lively.
This as really is. This really is like, you know, sugar-free Red Bull over there in that cup.
But, Pat, you have your buddy come on, former athletic director at UW-Eau Claire, and these Division III...
Dan
Schumacher, thank you. These Division III teams, they mean so much to our communities all over Wisconsin.
Yes. Oh, it's huge for all the titles that Dan helped provide for UW-Eau Claire over all those years, and especially for Division III schools, which, again, we are awash in them here in Wisconsin. And that's a good thing. It means in all the various communities, you get these hometown teams, and when they excel like this, I mean, you can't help but puff up a little bit with pride, because no matter what Division III team does it, if it happens here, like a wise man once told me, it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite.
It is. It is. Absolutely is. And I think this does a lot for recruitment. I mean, they're on, was it Parker? Do they have some sort of form of TV coverage with this? And it's a little bit of radio. But you get the school is promoted on this. And it, like Pat says, it just gives you a lot of school pride and boosts the spirits of the university.
Well, you mentioned earlier the trifectas when they won basketball, baseball, and football in the same season. That was massive for Whitewater because that was like in the New York Times. Because they were the first team that's ever done that in the same year. I forget what the number is, but they said it brought in like millions to the city economy.
I mean, I was at Platteville when Bo Ryan was the head coach there before he went to Milwaukee for a couple of seasons, then ultimately to UW-Madison. And I really feel, Pat, that Bo Ryan did more for recruitment at Platteville, putting on the map, than almost anything else.
Oh, absolutely. And I always love when UW-Madison, you know, hires from, you know, Green Bay or some of the other schools as well. You keep it in the state, and it just seems like the natural way to build loyalty in a couple of different Wisconsin communities. I just think this is a great thing overall. I'm really happy for Parker and everybody at Whitewater.
Absolutely. So that Parker, who was the coach that was Leopold, right?
Lance Leopold. Yeah.
Maybe Wisconsin should have hired him instead of Luke Fickell.
Well, he's at Kansas now, so he's definitely the right caliber, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing well. Again, congrats, Parker. We appreciate you, and thanks for coming on. It was your thanks end of your day, and he'll be back with Pat in the morning at 6 a.m.
See you bright and early, Pat.
All righty.
Stay tuned. Pat and I are going to talk a little politics. Breaking news from Democrats, or at least a prominent one thereof, is the All Vault Show for a Wednesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week. June 9th through 13th from noon till 1, these musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to WISS.FM and click events.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Across Lake Wissota. Is that steam rising off of the water? No, it's just Pat Kreitlow typing furiously every morning to bring you the freshest and best news all across the state. 6 until 9 mornings of Pat Kreitlow. Make sure you tune in. Great program. I was honored to be on today. It was fun.
You were? Oh, yeah, you were. Yes.
Pat's like, we got 10 more minutes to fill. Bring Allbaugh on. He'll be good for a couple of young.
You impressed me. You impressed really? Me a lot with your coffee knowledge. I mean, I knew you had coffee experience, but you were, as I said this morning, you're my new coffee Sherpa.
Thank you.
You're going to be leading me, guiding me to the proper beans, not the one with a black and a sheen.
No,
right?
The shiny, dark black color. Everybody markets as, you know, stronger or whatever. It's all marketing. You want a brown matte finish, and that's higher quality coffee. But no, I learned from the best. Alejandro Mendez, one of the world barista champions, the first one from a coffee producing country from El Salvador in 2011. And also Danny Mendez, no relation. And they were some of the best of the best. And so I bet on several coffee farms and feel honored. So I got my info from people a heck of a lot smarter than me.
You are our Juan Valdez. Right.
Yes, that's exactly. I am the Juan.
Your burrow coming down the mountainside with your beans, the right beans for you and me. I love it.
I'm known as the Juan Valdez of civic media because many people view me as a donkey's ass. So that's why.
Now you're being redundant here.
All right, Patrick, some serious news coming out of Washington in the last hour or so. You are a former Wisconsin Democratic state legislator. I would like your take on this. Karine Jean-Pierre, according to CNN, who served as White House press secretary under former President Joe Biden, has switched her party affiliation to independent, according to a publishing company's description of her forthcoming book. Jean-Pierre, who has worked in Democratic politics for decades, is set to release a new book that she will discuss Biden's decision to bow out of the 2024 election and encourage voters to look beyond the two-party political system. Before I say anything, what's your take on this?
Well, I hadn't heard about it until a few minutes ago, so I've just been reading a little bit about the announcement of the book. Her decision to become an independent instead of a Democrat. But she also hints at a betrayal by the Democratic Party about the decision by the president to step out of the race for re-election. So it may be less with her frustration. People are saying, well, maybe she's not a Democrat. It is, as you know, very possible to be a Democrat and not a fan of the Democratic Party, said somebody who ran for Congress once and will never, ever, 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 ever have a kind thing to say about the DCCC. So, yes, I understand where she may be coming from on this. But having said that, when you work at the White House and then, you know, within months, you're turning around and announcing a book deal. You have the right to do that. But understand that it will come with deservedly savage attacks from those who see you as somebody who may have just been faking it all along. And yes, one can be loyal to a fault. We're certainly finding that with the Trump administration right now. But it just puts a bad taste in people's mouths when somebody you worked with very closely in the trenches says, I'm writing a tell-all and I'm teasing you that I'm not going to hold back. It really takes away from whatever esprit de corps once existed.
Yeah, this is all breaking. And so Bill McCosken, former Tommy Thompson, Secretary of Commerce here in Wisconsin and longtime political operative in Wisconsin, and he tweets out that these are our direct lines in the book. I'll take Bill at his word. I haven't obviously sussed this out myself, but saying that Jean-Pierre claims that she, quote, never saw or spoke to Biden, unquote, quote, I was given talking points to parrot each day, unquote. And then another chapter, chapter three, how we got the media to defend and protect our secret, unquote. I don't know, Pat. It just, if this turns out to be accurate, it just rubs me the wrong way.
It does. And I will also admit to being concerned about, you know, again, what all was happening in the Biden White House. You know, you've got this Jake Tapper tell-all book that is really troubling to some people. And I frankly don't know how else to put this. I'm looking forward here.
Yes.
Not that there wasn't concern, but again, we're talking about a president and a presidency that was more consequential than pretty much anything else in our lifetimes. You have to go back to FDR to find as much good that was done by, oh my gosh, an imperfect person and an imperfect administration. You know, I guess I can't claim to be shocked that not everything went perfectly in an administration that did so well, compared to an administration where they do have unwavering loyalty and are doing things that are absolutely, and I'm using no hyperbole here, destroying the fabric of our country. So I'm frying some bigger fish, if you will.
Yeah, I agree. We haven't hardly talked about it on this show very much at all, because I'm like you. I said I want to move forward, and most of the people, I mean, Biden certainly isn't going to run for anything ever again, and most of the people in his inner circle are probably never going to be involved in major national politics ever again as well. So I'm more interested in moving forward, but this Jean-Pierre book, I don't know. It's just, I guess I'm pointing the finger back at myself, and when I left my party in 2011 over Act 10 and voter rights issues, you know, I didn't go to the publisher or try to cash out. You know, I ended up being a lead witness in a federal lawsuit against Scott Walker. So, I mean, hey, you know.
But look at you now. You got all this coffee knowledge. Right. You got a mid-afternoon radio show. You're one of the most influential voices in Wisconsin media at this point.
Not really.
And later, you can tell us which is better, as Jeff puts on Facebook, Maxwell House Folgers or Brim Decaffeinated. You can handle these weighty topics because yes, you are who you are.
The weighty topics, indeed. I you know, none of those, Jeff. Buy yourself some Wonder State coffee. That's what you need to do. You don't need coffee. All you need is Pat Kreitlow. It's mornings of Pat Kreitlow, 6 until 9. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
You betcha. See ya.
All right. Talk to you later, Pat. Stay tuned. Some more news headlines and a quick trip inspired marathon. We'll explain on the other side. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump signing a proclamation Wednesday banning travel from 12 countries, citing national security concerns. Key Republican senators working to pass President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Budget, but former Doge chief Elon Musk launching a social media campaign urging Americans to call their members of Congress to kill it. He writes, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit." An accomplice arrested in the California fertility clinic explosion last month. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
Daniel Park is accused of helping Guy Bartkus, who died in the explosion, to develop an ammonium nitrate car bomb, similar in design to that used in the Oklahoma City terror attack in 1995. The FBI claims that Park sent Bartkus more than 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate and that the two experimented on the device in his garage in mid-January.
An investigation after two construction workers were killed in a crane collapse at the site of a new hospital in Brevard County, Florida. This is ABC News.
The Milwaukee Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take 2 of 3 games in the series. Jackson Churio had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense.
Speaking of Churio, fly ball out to right, sending Benson back. He is staring and gone. Jackson Churio hits his 10th home run of the season. And the Brewers jump out to a 3-0 lead.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. 3 Brewers pitchers combined to allow just 4 hits and 1 run, with Quinn Priester getting the victory. It's the 9th win for the Brewers in their past 10 games. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III College Baseball Championship. It's the Warhawks' 3rd title and first since 2014. Tonight is the start of the Stanley Cup Finals between Florida and Edmonton. The NBA Finals begin tomorrow as Oklahoma City takes on Indiana. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Hunt for Osama Bin Laden is a ratings jackpot for Netflix, but not to be outdone is the hunt for Michael J. Fox's guitar from Back to the Future. The film is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary in just a few weeks on July 3rd. As you may remember, Michael J. Fox's character, Marty McFly, famously played Johnny B. Goode at the Enchantment Under the Sea high school dance. Fox rocked the crowd with a red Gibson, which was never seen again. The team of guitar-searching showbiz mercenaries includes Fox, co-star Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc, and rock star Huey Lewis. They all appear on camera in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. You too can be part of this manhunt, as they are making an appeal to the public to help in the search. Anyone with leads on the guitar's whereabouts can call 1-888-345-1955 or send a message to www.losttothefuture.com. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still some concerns about air quality into the overnight thanks to areas of smoke. Morning lows in the low to mid-50s, partly cloudy skies. That smoke lingering into the first part of your Thursday, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower to middle 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Mayor of Sheboygan, Ryan Sorensen.
If you want strong communities, you need to have strong, quality childcare accessibility in your community. You know, whether you have kiddos or not, it impacts you, whether directly or indirectly. And that's why, you know, being supportive of programs on the state level that can support local agencies is vitally, vitally important. So it's all intertwined.
This is not just for parents of small children.
This is mission critical.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Wayne York, who makes the popcorn pick of the week, and then organized crime expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk about presidents and their connections to the mob.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 35 minutes now past the hour, 2 o'clock on this Wednesday, hump day, June 4th, 2025. Glad to have you along. Zomer's right on top of it, reminding me in my haze and purple fog and sinus medication. I feel like though today I'm slightly better, Zomers.
I think so. I would say so. From an outside perspective.
Did my voice sound a little better? Not
yes.
Quite
and
so
also,
stuffy.
Also, your brain seems less foggy. As somebody who frequently
you.
Has what I would describe as brain fog, it's not intended as a slight in any way.
As someone who has to frequently deal with me who constantly has brain fog. I get it. No, I feel I'm thinking that maybe this rain and the winds kind of helped get some of this pollen out of the air.
Probably.
And the smoke. So hope all of you are hanging in there with all these allergies and allergy season as well. But you reminded me, we are smack dab in the middle of our Scani Summer Text to Win contest up for grabs this hour. A crisp, clean $100 Benjamin Franklin bill. $100 up this hour on the Text to Win contest. You have to do it. Enter via the Civic Media app. You can download it for free at your Apple or Android device, at your app store. Then open it up. First 11 stations are the news talk sports stations that we are on. Click on the one nearest to you, or any of them will do. And then in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little icon that says text. Click on that. Now, text the following word right now. The word is pack, P-A-C-K, as in go, pack, go. P as in Paul, A as in apple, C as in cat, K as in kite. Pack is the word right now. Text it on the Civic Media app. And somebody this hour, only the people that are entering this hour, that's all you're competing against, somebody's going to win $100. Then everybody is eligible for one of our two fantastic grand prizes. Couple of summertime getaway, one to you in the Bear Budell's area, the other beautiful Door County, Wisconsin. And we're going to give you a gas card to fill up your tank and get you back.
And you can keep listening every day this week and next, every weekday this
yes.
week and next at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., which is the one you really want to listen to,
yes.
and 4 p.m.
That's right.
For more words. And also I hear so at 11, Tom Hartman plays across
yes.
the network.
Yes, he does.
I hear that if we get more contest entries over these 2 weeks than Tom Hartman, he personally has to fly himself out to Wisconsin and dejectedly hand you your $100 bill in person.
Really? I had not heard that part of it at all. But no, Hartman gets – we send his word to him by carrier pigeon. So that's the way that works. But yeah, you can listen and you can enter in all those shows that Zomer said – and have your chance to win. So the word right now is PACK, P-A-C-K. Enter right now on the Text to Win contest. Talking before the break, by the way, many thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 6 until 9 every morning across the network, and Parker Olson, the producer of the show thereof. Congratulations again to UW-Whitewater baseball team for capturing the national championship just about an hour or so ago.
Robert and McFarlane text in, tell us the bloody word. We did. It is pack.
Yes.
P-A-C-K. If you win the grand prize vacation, you're going to have to pack up your things and have a good time.
We'll give you the bloody word, Robert. We give it to you. We're trying to be helpful. People don't like it when I build it up, but I think it's, A, I think it's kind of funny, and B, I'm just like, I like to make sure we walk people through
right.
so they know how to do it.
Exactly.
So, anyway, before the break, we were talking about this, speaking of breaking news, Karine Jean-Pierre, former Biden administration press secretary, is announcing she's leaving or has left the Democratic Party now. Guess what? She's hawking a new book. Already, I mean, the guy hasn't been out of office 4 months, and she's already got a book about it. And I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way. As Pat said, we haven't spent a lot of time on the Jake Tapper book on Biden. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. But this, to me, is in some ways, I guess I'll use the word worse. Tapper is a media guy, and I don't know. To have someone from the inner circle already writing a book, being critical of the place she was getting her paycheck from. Right.
It seems like she would have been a good source for the Tapper book
right.
or things like it. But leaving the party and writing your own book really just comes
off.
Yeah.
Or if you think things are really that bad when you're in the moment,
say
step
something.
Away then. I mean, you know, I left the Republican Party in 2011, and I'm not saying necessarily things in the Biden administration were as egregious as what I witnessed in the state Republican Party, but when I saw things that didn't add up, that were counter to what I believed in terms of voting rights, I stepped away then. And I stopped going. I kept working for my boss, doing things on constituent relations in the district and that sort of thing. But I stopped going to Republican Party meetings, and I just said, I'm not going to do that anymore. So I don't know. It seems to me a little odd. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, happy Wednesday to you.
Yeah, and you know, Joe Biden is an old guy, and yes, he probably did have a little bit of, you know, hesitation in his speech and all that, especially since he's been a stutterer his entire life. But let's look at Ron Johnson, who has embarrassed Wisconsin once again. By talking about, well, we don't need vaccines because we got hygiene and we got sanitation now, and that's all we need is to combat measles. How the hell does you combat an airborne virus, you know, by sanitation and hygiene? It just doesn't go like that. I mean, that it is just, I mean, that's just one example. I mean, that this anti-vaccine rhetoric that the right has, part of the right has adopted, is just beyond me, because, you know, I'm you know, 67 years old now, but I can remember getting bused into Superior from rural Douglas County, bused into Superior to get our shots that we didn't get there at the school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just, I mean, they went around and they eradicated smallpox, they eradicated polio, they, you know, brought measles to its heels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the MMR vaccine. I mean, and for this. Idiot to be saying this kind of stuff. I mean, what kind of competence does the staff have to say that, actually, caution the man, maybe, Senator, you shouldn't be saying this kind of thing. I mean, his staff should be holding the leash around that man's
yeah.
muzzle to keep his mouth shut. I mean, because he says this stuff, and it's just idiotic, and it's going to kill people.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 if you want to join us. Off of channel3000.com. The Madison CBS affiliate. This is news you could use here in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles issued a warning yesterday about a fresh wave of phishing scams. Now, we're not talking about somebody says, well, I caught the big one and they're scamming you. We're not talking about that kind of phishing. It's phishing with a PH, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. As in on your, predominantly your cell phone. Wisconsin DOT says the scammers are sending texts claiming to be from the DMV in an attempt to get you to click on fraudulent links to turn over personal information. The texts warn of a quote-unquote final notice or a quote-unquote unpaid traffic violation. To me, Zombers, this is just how low can you go?
Yeah, and scams like this have been around since forever, and they were going to keep being around. Ultimately, if you get email, if you get mail, if you get a text or a phone call asking for personal information and saying you're in some kind of dire consequence, the best thing to do is to, well, if it's an email or a text or anything, just delete it. And right. then contact the company or the administration that allegedly you have issues with directly via their official number. Like if it's a credit card right. thing, call the number on the back of your card. Yep. And if there's no real issue, then you're good. And if there is, you can address it and you know you're talking to the right people.
I think the main thing here is a legitimate government agency, I was going to say never, I'll say next to never, is ever going to reach out in a text on your phone. They're never going to ask you to pay something via the phone. This is why, one of the reasons that I'm still a big believer in snail mail, because state agencies most often are going to send you a letter, a paper letter in the mail with their return address, as Zahmer said, within the letter. For more information or with questions, call, and they'll give you a number to call into whatever state agency is trying to get a hold of you, whether it's a violation of a DMV, whether it's a tax issue with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, so on and so forth. They're going to say, call us. They're not going to reach out to you.
And if you get a number via text or email or anything that says call us, double check on the company or government administration's website because it could be sending you a fake number.
I really think the best, like as you said earlier, the best thing on these things that come to our phones, just delete them or block the number. Back to this story at Channel 3000 that says a similar wave of scams impacted Wisconsin in late March to early April. DMV Bureau of Driver Services Director Tina Brady said agencies in other states, including Illinois, Florida, and New York, reported an uptick in the scam texts last week. She says, quote, given the number of calls we're getting from DMV customers, it's likely Wisconsin is the next target. We want to protect our residents, so we are quickly issuing this alert to ensure fewer victims fall for these scams, unquote. The DMV urged using caution and being suspicious of texts demanding money. Don't share personal information with someone who sent an unsolicited text or email. Do not respond or engage with links in unsolicited texts or emails. And you can subscribe to the Wisconsin DMV's official e-notify system for account activity alerts and renewal reminders. If you fall for a victim to a scam, consider filing a police report or report the scam to the Federal Trade Commission and IC3, which I have no idea what IC3 is, but that's what the story says. And look, I get it. Sometimes they look really official and they'll badger you. And then you think, oh my gosh, I don't want to get a big fine. I don't want to have my driver's license pulled. And it's very, very confusing for a lot of us. And you don't have to be a quote unquote old person to get confused. There was a Susan Simon, Channel 3000, and one of the anchors at Channel 3 years ago. She got, I'm not sure this type of thing, but she got scammed with, I think it was a utility thing. And she was very public about it. I think Adam Schrager was the reporter at the time at Channel 3 and interview. You know, Susan said, interview me. I want to, it's kind of embarrassing, but I want people to know this so they don't get scammed.
Yes. And the IC3 website for it is ic3.gov. It is the Internet Crime Complaint Center.
Oh, nice.
It is a good place to report these kind of things.
Cool. Chris listening in Blue River on WRCE says, good afternoon, Todd. Is there any chance the scammers have received our information from the DMV? Don't they sell our personal information? Great question, Chris. Last I knew, don't quote me, but last I knew, you can we as Wisconsinites can opt in or out on, I think it was our taxes or somewhere. Or when you get your driver's license renewed, there's in the fine print, you can put either, you know, don't sell my information or sell it. So yes, I think some, not all, but some of our information is public knowledge and people could get that. But B, once again, I think this is just, I don't have science to back this up, but it seems like ever since Elon Musk Musk came to town and his department of doggy, it's already been proven that a lot of the our you know, name, address, phone number, this sort of thing has been sold on the dark web. So there's a lot of suspicion. Just use your common sense. Use your gut. If it doesn't feel right, do not engage. But engage with us. Come on back. We're going to start talking about this brand new marathon involving Quick Trip and beer. Say what? It's Civic Media's Todd Allball Show.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Mino and the Mayor.
We go to a place and you can just, we actually reserved it already, but they got, even they got the swan. You know what I mean?
I don't know. What is a swan? What do you mean?
Well, it's hard plastic.
Todd's got a smirk on his face. He has a comment.
Okay, so I've seen paddle boats.
Right.
Are you talking about one that's actually built like a swan?
Yeah.
I want a picture of that. That'll be my Facebook page.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Grab your partner, or if you don't have one, just get up and do a little jig, a little polka in the kitchen, wherever you're listening to us. If you're in the car, don't stand up. Just keep driving and enjoy. Nothing better than a fine polka. Welcome back 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Allbaugh along with Zommer across the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up in hour two, Mr. Trygve Olsen. Normally in hour one with Patrick, but Trygve's a busy man. He's going to carve out some time in hour two. Going to join us for a What's Worse edition today. Getting up in the morning or oversleeping. What's worse, wide awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? We'll discuss that in hour two. Trygve will talk to us about some happenings out. Well, I should say he's coming to us from D.C. He has a new Substack. We're going to talk about that and discussing some really important issues that Pat highlighted this morning on his show. So we'll talk to Trygve about that. Packers, I'm sure, will ultimately come up and much, much more. Maybe we'll continue on with this story of Trigby as well. He's going to love this, by the way. This is fantastic. And many thanks to our very own Luke Mathers for finding this and putting it on my desk this morning. I love every part about this next story. It comes to us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the great reporter J.R. Radcliffe. Says, Wisconsin-themed marathons featuring Culver's, Quick Trip, and beer. Now, right there, you got me. I mean, there's nothing in that headline I don't like. So you have me at hello. Radcliffe writes, quote, Clayton Youngberg's hip could fail him any moment. In 2018, a brainstem injury robbed him of walking at all. And up until a month ago, Youngberg had almost no footprint on social media. Naturally, that means he's running a marathon a week, eating Culver's cheese curds along the way, and posting his voyages on TikTok and acquiring almost instant viral fame. How about that? I mean, this is a great story of, hey, if something happens to you, you can sit around feeling sorry for yourself, or you can say, hey, how can I make hay of the situation?
Absolutely. And I think he has some really clever ways of doing it.
He really does. Back to the story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, says the Oconomowoc resident has turned his quest for absurdist feats of exercise into a charming online presence, running more than 30 miles in a roundabout near his home, followed by a Culver's marathon in which he stopped for cheese curds and ice cream at local branches, and a Quick Trip marathon, where he rehydrated only on items found inside various locations along the route. How about that? And one particularly arduous adventure fueled by brats and non-alcoholic beer. He says there's more to come. Now, that's fantastic. I mean, just how creative is that? You do something that's a little out there, and you get attention, and you build your social media following.
Honestly, I think this guy deserves to be highlighted for what makes Wisconsin great. Maybe we can get him to join us on the next tour.
I think he should be on the show. I mean, it's almost like, you know, you might think of like a tournament of Quick Trips or something like that. Something just off the wall.
Something pretty cool that really fits the vibe of the show.
It really fits the vibe of the show. He says, quote, I've just been doing this for so long off camera. These sorts of ridiculous things, these absurdist feats of exercise. I've been casually running or exercising for 10 years. Believe it or not, I'm not the very first to do the roundabout run. I came across a 7-year-old Reddit post. Reddit is another social media platform for those that might not know. And I was hysterical for about 3 minutes after I read it. I knew I had to do it. I almost left the phone at home, honestly. But I thought this was a good one to share, he says. Though he said he'd been essentially a ghost, quote unquote, on social media up to that point, he decided to try to capture the 777 loops in his roundabout run on April 28th, at which point he created the FFF Wisco, that's WISCO, TikTok channel and other social media platforms. You want to see this guy? If you're on TikTok, go to FFF Wisco. How about that? So apparently, if you do 777 loops in a roundabout, that is equal to a marathon.
And you have the added bonus of confusing everybody who uses that roundabout, especially if they go there multiple times in a day.
I think I get dizzy.
I couldn't do this for numerous reasons. Well,
yeah, that for numerous reasons. That was funny. Back to the story. He says, once a content creator for Android Magazine, he had past experiences in the practice, plus a solid knowledge of cell phone recording functions. He says, quote, my gears were turning for fitness content. I just didn't want to be one of a million people posting themselves as experts. This is what you should do. These are 5 things you should do. I needed an angle, he said, and this was right up my alley. He says he didn't do it haphazardly. He studied the rhythms of TikTok to figure out the best way to edit his story. That's genius. He didn't have a presence on Facebook or Instagram, but he knew the videos would work there as well. He admits he had a hunch the roundabout would get attention. He generated buzz thanks to the passers-by noticing him. There he goes, Umbers, as he went on it one day. But it wasn't just a local phenomenon. The roundabout video, get this, has had well over 300,000 views on TikTok alone, getting attention in places like Minnesota and Illinois, in addition to Wisconsin. How about that? I love, as I said, every part about this story.
It's a very smart guy doing a very cool thing.
And the fact, I mean, clearly he's had a little bit of practice in camera stuff and socials before, but we'll come back. We'll bring this up with Trigvy. See, I think he's going to like this story.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Trigvy Olsen, what's worse, and talking a little bit about what's happening in the United States of America politically. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump ordering the Attorney General to investigate the Biden administration.
President Trump calling on his Attorney General Pam Bondi to conduct an investigation into whether President Biden's administration sought to conspire to cover up his mental state while in office. It's a significant escalation for the White House. It directs the Justice Department to formally investigate the 82-year-old former president's use of the auto pen signature system to sign pardons right before leaving office. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
And Trump issued a travel ban blocking people from 12 countries, mostly in Africa and the Middle East, from entering the U.S. based on national security concerns. In a second proclamation, Mr. Trump escalated his feud with Harvard, barring foreign students from coming to the U.S. to attend the university. He again cites national security. Elon Musk ramping up his attacks on Trump's signature legislation, repeatedly pushing to kill the bill, saying it'll balloon deficits by trillions. This is ABC News.